Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today we have the Lovers reversed, and this is a card reading that nobody ever wants to hear, right? So are you giving too much in your current relationship? Are you not in a relationship and you have your eye on someone and you're making up stories in your head about their actions? Are you currently in a sort of tennis match backwards and forwards conversation with someone and you're getting the wrong impression? Are you putting in too much effort thinking about the wrong person and making up stories in your head and turning things into your own reality that aren't actually there? Are you making up a false version of a person that doesn't actually exist, where you're completely avoiding the actual person standing in front of you? Are you making poor choices and avoiding decisions, taking the easy option and being disappointed by your choices? Are you being disappointed by your partner or by love in general? This card reversed, right, are you being held back by past relationships, which is why your current relationship is failing? Are you taking out things on your current partner that you wanted to take out on your previous partner? Are they doing that to you because you know about, they probably opened up to you and told you about their history, and because of that, they are taking out things on you that they wish they'd take out on them, right? Are you not strong enough to tell them why are you taking out stuff from behind, from the past on you? Or do you love them that much that you're too scared to tell them that they're doing that so they can't heal themselves, right? Are you in a relationship, are you single at the moment and you've given up on love because you've been through too much crap that you no longer wish to participate? Are you being ghosted all the time by people who say that they will not ghost you, right? Take a good look at your own self, right? Now, this is not fun, right? And think about yourself objectively, right? Because sometimes we beat ourselves up in relationships for things which we haven't said or done, right? And the truth is, the only person that held us back was ourselves, right? Or we spared the other person's their feelings. Now, there needs to be open communication in a relationship, so there are no sort of misgivings, right? Honesty and being open. Now, this doesn't always work perfectly, right? But the one thing that you can be sure of is you said what you need to say. Now, what you say may be what it says on the tin at the time, but then once you've said it and it's out of your mouth, you can then quite easily say, look, I did not mean that, and actually mean it, right? Now, how the other person takes it is completely their decision, right? Which means you have now learned something about this person. They need a bit more time and breathing space to sort of comprehend that maybe what you said wasn't what you really meant, right? But if you're not in a relationship and you're taking somebody's signals the wrong way, that is not really their fault, because you've just made up a false version of them and you want them to live up to the expectations in your mind. And when they don't, you become disappointed and upset and frustrated with this person because they are not giving you what you want, because in your head you have made up this story that doesn't actually exist. So this is basically, take a good look at yourself in a relationship and, you know, not saying that you're a bad person, but every once in a while, check in with yourself and see if you are making up a story in your head, or if you are giving as much as you say you do when realistically that story is in your head. So whether you're in a relationship or not, look at yourself and give yourself a reality check and reassess, right? That wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.